You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as promised, I'm going to now share with you the update to HMT 253. Yes, gentlemen, behind closed marital doors lies a slew of dark secrets. Now, this article was published on the 7th of April. Utah man who offlined wife, five kids, and mother-in-law, scratch that, monster-in-law, left a self-termination note. A Utah man who fatally shot his wife, her mother, and the couple's five children after he was investigated for child abuse left a self-termination note saying he would, quote unquote, rather rot in hell than continue enduring what he called controlling behavior by his wife, investigators wrote in a report released on Friday. There you go, gentlemen. There you go. He was being investigated for child abuse. Gentlemen, we know that right there is one of the biggest silver bullets that the family court and divorce court would actually encourage the wife to use to get her favor. Yeah, that right there is something that was exposed in divorce court. Yes, gentlemen, the silver bullet called abuse. It is utterly disgusting that that is actually allowed to be used against a husband during a divorce. But once again, we do not live in a just society. The claims in the self-termination note left by Michael Height, 42, stand in stark contrast to conclusions by investigators in the 57-page report that overwhelmingly portrayed Height, not his wife, as controlling and abusive. Do you honestly think that that report was not written that way on purpose? Once again, it's always easier to blame the man in the marriage. The report cites the family's communications before the terminations and interviews from community members conducted after the January tragedy. See, we're getting his side of the story now. Oh, once again, that goes in the face of what society always likes to do with men in these scenarios. They paint us as the monster. However, society also loves to shut men down from talking about the true goings on behind their closed marital doors. Quote unquote, this is nonsense. I can't handle it for one more day. We will not be a burden on society. I kept asking for help and you wouldn't listen. Michael Height, 42, wrote in the note included in the report released by the city of Enoch. There you go, gentlemen. There you go. I said in that HMT that more than likely it was the case that he was probably put into a corner. He was painted into a corner. The man was asking for help. No one helped him. Once again, married men have no support systems. And that, gentlemen, is actually by design. Yes, the woman, society, other married men, they refuse to support a married man who's actually finding himself in a situation like this. Remember, married men are the most isolated men. And like I said, that is by design. Quote unquote, I would rather rot in hell than put up with another day of this manipulation and control over me, Height wrote. There you go, gentlemen. There you go. Trying to maintain the picture perfect existence for everyone else to see. However, the utter turmoil, the utter abuse that husbands go through behind those closed doors, it is actually, it's astounding. But like I said, most married men cannot come out and say that. Height's attorney, Matt Munson, did not immediately respond to requests for comment Friday. The report builds off documents released after the termination slash self-termination that detailed how Height removed firearms from the home, was investigated on suspicions of child abuse, and searched online for quote unquote gunshot in a house in the lead up to the shootings. It paints a picture of Height as a volatile husband concerned about maintaining a facade of perfection throughout the Southern Utah community in which the family lived, where the majority of residents are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Did I not say that in HMT 253? Did I not say that? Trying to maintain that picture-perfect existence, which is all a facade. It's all an illusion. The report also details how bedding was laid all over but one of his children's bodies in the bedrooms throughout the home. Body cam footage released along with the report shows a tidy home. Investigators also interviewed a neighbor who said she was awakened on the night before the 8 bodies were discovered when she heard multiple bangs that she assumed were fireworks. The report describes circumstances leading up to the deletions, which took place 2 weeks after Height's wife, Tasha Height, filed for divorce. Yeah, she declared war on him using the system, so he went scorched earth and took everybody out. People close to the Heights interviewed by investigators whose names were redacted in the report said that Michael Height had lost his job at Allstate Insurance in nearby Cedar City, Utah, and was seeking to start an independent agency. They said, despite his wife's wishes and pursuit of divorce, that he remained living in the family home up to the tragedy with his wife, 5 children, and monster-in-law, who was there out of safety concerns for her daughter. The report also details how Height, his wife, monster-in-law, and 5 children were found in bedrooms throughout the family home on the afternoon of January 4th, after a person police described as a quote-unquote family friend entered through an open door. Police had gone to check on the Heights earlier in the afternoon after concerns about their welfare were reported, but left without reporting any signs of observations of violence. Quote unquote, no one answered the door. It didn't appear that anyone was in the home since no noise could be heard. An Enoch police officer wrote in a report summarizing his visit to the family home before the bodies were discovered. Gentlemen, like I said, this man was forced into a corner trying to maintain the facade of a happy, thriving family. Then you add to the fact that he was being investigated for suspicion of child abuse, which we all know is the golden bullet for family court. You add that to the fact that he lost his job. So yeah, his wife definitely picked the wrong time to actually file for divorce. However, I'm pretty sure the monster-in-law was definitely whispering into her ear. So yeah, in my humble opinion, that's why he took out the monster-in-law. But like I said, this man was asking for help. He wrote it. No one helped him. No support system. So yeah, why do you think this man decided to put the mask on? Well, she became the bane of his life, and I'm pretty sure the monster-in-law had some input on it. He decided, you know what? Everything that's happening, I have no way out. So yeah, he put the mask on. Unfortunately, the children were collateral damage, but hey, it is what it is. Now we know what a lot of married men go through behind closed doors. Believe you me, if more married men are able to actually get out and get those support systems, and if the family court wasn't so corrupt, in my humble opinion, there would be a hell of a lot more men filing for divorce. But, like I said, so many marriages are like this. Behind closed marital doors, so many men are being put through utter and total hell. And they have no way out. They have no support system. And if they actually try to get some help, guess what? The court of public opinion and the family court will be there to slam him. Yeah. You think a lot of wives don't understand this? Now, of course, the wife has all the support in the world, but the man, nothing. So yeah, in my humble opinion, there are a lot more husbands out there who are actually ticking time bombs. And guess what? We have a system that has created the perfect scenario for a lot more husbands to finally say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm done. I'm going to go ahead and put this mask on. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And if you've been married and you've escaped, you know, the plantation, and you had any scenarios where you wanted to get help, but you couldn't, share your experiences in the comments section. Trust and believe, I myself have had some scenarios where I was like, you know what? I want to choke this meat sack out. But you know what? I kept calm and I simply said, you know what? I'm going to be patient. And thank you, Charlie19. That was the perfect way for me to escape that situation. Unfortunately, most men, they don't have the means to do so. And it sucks. But yeah, hey, if you know a married guy that's going through this, be a listening ear. Because you might be the man who actually saves that man from putting on the mask. Just saying. And to you wives out there, who think that you're going to have the court of public opinion on your side in your final moments, you need to thoroughly understand this, and you need to thoroughly understand it crystally clear. The power you think you have in isolating your husband to where no one else is going to actually help him if he actually tries to get help, that power has gone out. Feminism and the idea that you can still hide behind the Duluth model, that will go out right along with it. Because once he thoroughly says, you know what, I'm in a corner, there's nothing I can do, I've tried to get help, but no one's helping me, guess what? You know what that man becomes? He becomes the man with nothing left to lose. And when a man enters that state, yeah, that mask is going on. And he's going to definitely terminate you. And he might go ahead and self-terminate himself. That's right. He's going, but he's bringing a friend right along with him. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.